Cornyn sounds alarm on SNAP funding as 3.5 million Texans stand to lose benefits. Texas Border Business, Washington, U.S. Senator John Cornyn, RTX, blasted Democrats for voting against reopening the government 13 times for the sake of leverage to advance their political agenda, which comes as 3.5 million Texans stand to lose the benefits they rely on to feed their families this Saturday, November 1, due to the Schumer shutdown. Excerpts of Sen Cornyn's remarks are below, and video can be found below. At the first of the month, November 1, 42 million Americans who rely on SNAP, WIC, other nutrition assistance programs, food stamps, will stop receiving the benefits they rely on as a safety net to put food on the table. This includes 3.5 million of my constituents in Texas, 1.7 million of whom are children. Our Senate Democrat colleagues are literally taking food out of the mouths of hungry children because of their stubbornness. I've been hearing from food banks in Texas, who are writing in with their concerns, saying they will require a 50% increase in food supplies next month in order to keep up with the increased demand from people who aren't getting paid and people who are being denied this basic assistance. The Senate Democratic leader, the fearless leader of our Senate Democrats, said to a news outlet, "Every day gets better for us." Of course, that leads to the question, who is us? Not the 31 million Texans I represent. The best way to end this disaster, this nightmare really, for many Americans who are directly affected, is for just five of our colleagues on the other side, just five, to vote with Republicans to reopen the government. I applaud the men and women who are continuing to go to work to keep the planes in the air and trains running on time, even though they're not being paid. But it is entirely unfair, unjustified for Democrats to impose this burden on these individuals. What will Senate Democrats tell families who haven't been paid for an extended period of time when they have to tell their children, "Well, Santa isn't coming this year because your mom and dad haven't gotten paid"? It's high time for our Democratic colleagues to come to their senses and vote to reopen the government.